Good morning. An Alberta Clipper moving through the Great Lakes and heading into the region, already bringing some light snow to the area. Parts of interior New York and New England waking up to an inch or two of snow already today, and this is slowing down the morning drive. The Clipper will move through during the day today, bringing off and on light snow, but also some milder temperatures. And across parts of the Hudson Valley, south of I-90, and southern New England, particularly in valley locations, readings will be above freezing and some light rain may mix in. We could even see some pockets of freezing rain or sleet, but primarily snow from I-90 north. Most places that get all snow will still only see about 1 to 3 inches, with lesser amounts where we see a mixture of rain and snow through the afternoon hours. As we get into the evening, that Clipper will track off the eastern seaboard and the precipitation will wind down as scattered snow showers. Then cold air will begin to flow in. Temperatures will drop back down below freezing through the 20s and teens, and a lot of places will be around 0 to 10 above by first thing tomorrow morning. High pressure will dominate the weather tomorrow in a beautiful blue sky with lots of sunshine, although temperatures will be on the cold side and only in the teens for afternoon highs. Temperatures will go down to 0 tomorrow night and into Wednesday morning, and then only recover up toward the lower 20s on Wednesday afternoon, again with plenty of sun. Weak disturbances will bring shots of clouds mixed with sunshine for the remainder of the work week and into the upcoming weekend, but overall a rather benign weather pattern for January with very little in the way of precipitation. There could be some light snow showers here and there, especially late in the weekend, but for now no major storms. And after this Arctic cold, a moderating trend with highs into the weekend going well up into the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that Alberta Clipper moving through our region is also affecting other parts of the country. A winter weather advisory is out from the mid-Mississippi Valley around St. Louis through Indianapolis and Columbus to Philadelphia and New York City. Most of these locations will pick up an inch or two of snow before precipitation mixes with and changes to rain showers. Further south from Washington, D.C., through the Appalachians of West Virginia and into the Ohio Valley from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati, freezing rain advisories are out with some ice buildup in these areas that will cause travel problems. And out west, winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings have been issued from the Wasatch Front into the southern Rockies of Colorado. 5 to 9 inches of snow is expected in Durango. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Komatsu Air Force Base in Japan at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Benbecula, United Kingdom, at 2:50 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 12 degrees, and a west wind at 55 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, light snow and fog, 29 degrees, the dew point 25, 85% relative humidity, a south wind at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 20, and the barometer at 29.29 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Naples, Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and some freezing rain near 40, Boston, snow, sleet and rain near 40, and in Buffalo, snow 1 to 2 inches with highs near 30. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 31 degrees, the low 5, the average temperature 18, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, zero snowfall for the month though, 3.6 inches, and that's 2.6 inches below normal. And for the season, 28.1 inches of snow, which is 5.4 inches above normal. There were 47 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 486. That's 22 above normal. And 2,759 for the season, which is 240 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high 57 set in 1885, and the record low 26 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:43 p.m., 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Light snow today, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows 0 to 5 above, but below 0 in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, light snow and rain today with pockets of freezing rain and some sleet as well. Highs in the mid-30s. More mixed precipitation this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, light snow today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, light snow and rain today with a few pockets of freezing rain and some sleet in there with highs in the mid-30s. More mixed precipitation this evening, then clearing skies overnight tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Light snow today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight, with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, brilliant sunshine but cold, with highs in the teens. Lower 20s, with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday in the upper 20s. Lower to mid-30s Friday, with a mix of sun and clouds. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday in the mid-30s and upper 30s with a chance of rain or snow showers on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.